Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And how to close it when we're finished?
Bananiri, when I'm finished, you just press it, we go to the middle and stop.
Maja puja parishvanga nidaya spurat kopi brinde yamiha bhagavantam pranayivihi bhajat bister bhaktyasvam abhilashitam praptam achirat yami tire gopishvaram Anudinam tam kila bhaje. I wanted to today thinking very much about Gopeshwara Mahadev, who is Sada Shiva, the original Shiva. There's one work called the Sanat Kumar Samhita, where Lord Shiva describes how he was once deep in meditation at the mountain Kailash, and as a result of his tears and his love and everything, the Lord, whom he meditated upon, Lord Narayan came riding on Garuda. He first saw him in his heart, and when he was so surprised and opened his eyes, he saw the Lord before him. And he then said in a very urgent voice, "My dear Lord, can I please see with my own eyes your original form?" So this Lord Narayan laughed and said, "For this you have to go to a very special place. You have to go to the banks of the river Jamuna. It is there on the banks of the river Jamuna where I am in my original form." So Shiva went, sat down on the sandy beach of the Yamuna. It was very clear water, and there was many birds in the water, and some birds were walking on the beach, and Shiva was just absorbed in meditation. When all of a sudden he heard a wonderful, joyful laughter, and as he looked in the direction from where the laughter came, he saw actually Lord Shiva manifesting, he saw Lord Krishna manifesting himself. he was surrounded with the gopis, and he made the gopis laugh, and the gopis made him laugh. It was a very joyful scene. And from that day on, Shiva never ever left the banks of the Yamuna. And he is still to be found on the banks of the Yamuna in the Gopeshwara Mahadev form. There's a temple now at the banks of the Yamuna. And every evening around this time, when the cow herding pastimes stops and Krishna becomes the lover of Radharani, Gopeshwara Mahadev, who meditates about the Leela of Radha and Krishna and enters the Leela in his form as a gopi, every evening, yes, Shiva turns into a gopi and enters the rasa dance and the pastimes of Krishna. So even to this day, the pujaris of the Gopeshwara Mahadev at the evening dress the Shiva Lingam as a beautiful one, young Kishori, young girl, big eyes, and usually a zari, and sometimes hair. And in this way, they enact the pastimes. Actually, when you are in Vrindavan, you are supposed to do that, to think about Krishna and what he does at this particular time. Now Krishna has milked the cows, and he is in the palace of his dear father, Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda says, all my residents want to see you, Krishna. We have arranged for your pleasure some entertainment. Please come. So Nanda Maharaj goes with Krishna into the assembly hall. And as Krishna enters the assembly hall, all the Brijbasis look in his direction. They are not diverted even for half a minute from looking at the beautiful face of Krishna, who is accompanied by Balaram. Then the entertainment starts. There are poets who sing about the day's activities. They're acrobats. Some of them have sticks, and on the sticks they have plates. And they rotate them. Some dance on plates. They're extremely acrobatic. So then, after some time, Krishna goes away from the performance, and enters his bedroom, and in the bedroom there is a very nice bed which has layers and blankets as wide as the foam of milk. And Krishna looks so beautiful as he sits on the bed. And one servant massages his lotus feet, and Yashoda says to the boys, don't stay for long, my Kanai is very tired, he should sleep. So then Krishna pretends to go to sleep, and as everyone slowly exits, throwing one last glance on the face of the beloved Lord, the room becomes empty and the door closes. That moment Krishna gets up and goes through a secret door into the forests of Vrindavan, where he meets Radharani and the gopis. This is happening at this time, and devotees who live in Vrindavan, they think about this. They think, how can you you have to train somehow or other your mind to think of being related to Krishna. And then when you have a relationship, you will think about what is the other person doing at this state. So here is a verse. So Gopeshwar Sara Shiva is at the banks of the Yamuna and is instructing Narada Muni and other bhaktas. So here it says, I daily worship Gopeshwara Sarashiva, who was devotedly worshipped on the bank of the Yamuna by the loving gopis, who all desired the jewel-like embrace of the arms of Sri Krishna, the Prince of Braja, and who thus swiftly attained their desired object. See, they came to Gopeshwara Mahadev and said, can you please bring us in contact with Radha and Krishna? They chanted one verse, which maybe some of you can just get up, and there is a book. There, on the right side. Yes, that's the right book. They chanted this verse. I will chant this with you. Gop. Oh. Krishna. Vrindavanavani. Vrindavanavani pate jaya soma soma mole sanandana sanatana naradetya mole sanandana sanatana naradetya Gopeshwara Braja Vilasi, Gopeshwara Braja Vilasi, Yugangri Patme, Yugangri Patme, Pritim Prayachanitaram, Pritim Prayachanitaram, Nirupadikamme, Nirupadikamme. O Krishna, King of the land of Vrindavan. No, O Shiva, O King of the land of Vrindavan, O husband of Uma, O Soma Moli, you who carry the moon on your head, O you who are worshipped by Sanandana, Sanatana, and Narada, O Gopeshwara, please bestow upon me unconditional transcendental love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who perform loving pastimes in Vrindavan. So the devotees of Krishna very eagerly worship Lord Shiva so that he bestows upon them love of Krishna. As I wanted to suggest, you can also sit here, that you have some space. We have. So it's so wonderful in the beautiful forest of Vrindavan is a transcendental deity named Gopeshwara. This deity is protecting Vrindavan, and anyone who's worshipping him attains all the perfection they desire. So the gopis desired to be with Krishna, and for the fulfillment of this desire, they always worship Gopeshwara with different paraphernalia. The love of Vrindavan is increasing in someone's heart. Once we praise Gopeshwara. There's a nice verse. I praise Gopeshwara Shankara, the all-merciful, the Lord who destroys all misery and who increases the love of Vrindavan. So, imagine there's Mahadev Shiva on the banks of the river Yamuna. And the devotees are coming there and saying, please give us the nectar or the blessing that we can be embraced by Lord Krishna's arms. So today, the garland of Gopeshwar Mahadev has come. That's why I chose this verse. We can later, you can all touch it to your forehead. See, the real secret in Krishna consciousness is to become absorbed in Krishna. And for this end, to become absorbed in Him, the devotees are giving everything. That is really something we have to learn, to become absorbed in Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that there is a final test for all of us, the moment of death, and we will all go to the next destination in our lives, on our incarnation, according to the absorption. Schläfst du, oder? Na, du denkst danach, gut. It's very interesting. I love this one pastime. I think I told it many times, where the gopis now finally leaving their homes. See, when the parents of the gopis saw how the gopis grew up, they noticed that they were so extremely beautiful. It had all this shine and light amongst them, and they were fearing, if we don't marry them, then Kamsa will come, look at these girls, and he will kidnap them for his purposes. So we have to marry them. But there's only one person we like our daughters to be married to, and that is Krishna. All the parents thought this at once. We must give them, and the gopis also only wanted to be married to Krishna. So Gaga Rishi understood that the Brijbasis were making arrangements to marry their daughters to Krishna. If that would happen, there would not be the same Krishna Leela, you know, where the gopis would show what is the real devotion to Krishna by leaving everything and everyone to come to Krishna's lotus feet. So even the husband. So Gaga Rishi came and said, you have to marry your daughters. They are married in the marriageable age, but they should be married to other gopas. So the parents could not accept that. So they all went to Nanda Maharaj and said, we want that our daughters are married to your Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj said, I'm also for this, because for me, your daughters are also like my daughters. I feel like that. But Gaga Rishi came by here and he said, he gave an order, and we have to follow the sadhus, and otherwise everything will go to hell. So please consider and said the parents, our daughters only think of Krishna. If you like, please marry your son to our daughters. Nanda Maharaj said, I again have to state, I like it very much, but he, Rishi said, there would be no Krishna Leela. So the marriage wishes were made, but the gopis stayed home until the last possible chance, and then they heard, we have to be married to Krishna. And to these other boys. So they all went together to the Yamuna. They wanted to drown themselves in the Yamuna. There they found out there were other gopis as well. They wanted to do the same thing. So Radha said, we cannot maintain this body if it is not married to Krishna. We will now go all to the banks of the Yamuna and we will all chant one mantra. Our mantra will be, dear Yamuna Mai, dear everyone, please make that in our next life, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj will become our step parents. This means we will be married to Krishna. So this was what they had at the meditation. Why? Because what you think of at the moment of death, that will be your next destination. Amazing, isn't it, Samasaki? But this only makes sense, you know. What else will you be except the end result of your consciousness, and the consciousness will determine what you think of at the time of death. So, so this was what happened. And so they were all entering the waters of the Yamuna to drown themselves. When all of a sudden Purnamasi, Yamuna and Vrinda Devi came, and Purnamasi said, foolish gopis, you will not be married to someone else. You will not be married. This cannot come. And I have a news for you. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna will always be helped by the three of us. Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi and Yamuna. You will always be here. And what I have seen in my life, I like Yamuna very much. And at the bank of the, I always like to sit for a long time at the bank of the Yamuna. And she really helps us. Or Yoga Maya, by Krishna's arrangement, everything happens in a favorable way. Like, I really think what happened in the camp of Ramesh Baba was really, I mean, that was actually Radharani. Radharani Manasa told me, when you come back and you are in your room, just stop thinking. Just think, Radharani, I've never seen such a thing in my life happening. And it was really something significant, because today I, you know, all of them knew us. We are very famous now. Everyone, I was also on Govardhan Parikrama. Everyone greeted me so as if they know me. It's in the newspapers, and many went to that Ramesh Baba thing. So Krishna's Yoga Maya can make overnight wonderful arrangements for us. That's why I believe so much in the Vedic way. I think we have no qualification. meditations on our own, but by Krishna's yoga maya, by the everything can happen, just like we are now a maya, mahamaya, and we are separated from Krishna. Yoga maya can quickly bring us to Krishna, Hare Krishna, very quickly, just as easy as we forget Krishna. Yoga maya makes it easy for us to remember Krishna and to have a Krishna conscious life. But the main point, let's go back to the main point, it is absorption in Krishna. That's when you really, the turning point in your life is when you start to do things for Krishna. And to learn this, to do things for Krishna's pleasure. We do serve the Guru, we serve the Vaishnavas, we serve the bridge Basis, we serve the Holy Name. We just do something, some service, we direct our service in such a way that we don't act for our own selfish pleasure. And in that service, we can actually experience all the secrets of Krishna consciousness very easily. We have to just find out how to serve and get out of our own little world by this surrender. Isn't it? See, I'm a second. You laugh at me. Yeah, it's so true, but not always easy. We were going today on Govardhan Parikrama, and we went very early. The first thing I noticed is before me was another pilgrim who had a loudspeaker and was chanting Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, very loud, very loud. And I was thinking for a moment, I'm so sensitive to loudspeakers, and now there's someone who carries a loudspeaker. You know, it's a moving, you know, and you can't, you know, when you're in Parikrama, you can be a little faster and a little slower, but basically you are in the same boat, you know. He disappeared because it rained a little. We had the most wonderful parikrama I ever made because it was absolutely lonely. There was no one there. It was drizzling. It was not really raining. It's neither. And we were looking at the Giriyas. We saw many Nila cows, these like cows. And we had a wonderful time in the forest, the Giriyas. We read and we chanted, and then we made another pause at Surabhikund. There was a big bull taking shelter, and we were also taking shelter. Then we ate a little breakfast there, and we talked a lot of Krishna, and then I took my best rest in Braj. I was just sleeping happily there in the rain shelter. I was opening my eyes, and I saw Giriyas, and I closed my eyes and was asleep. Then we continued on. We went through the town of Govardhan, and it was so absolutely silent and peaceful. Like I could never remember, I would never forget. And all the people were so friendly to us. And during this whole Giriraj Parikrama, I had one realization which I want to share with you. I thought, okay, I'm doing all this Giriraj Parikrama. There's really not a lot of happening at the moment, only me walking. From time to time we would experience seeing this or that. One time we saw a cow. I must tell you about this cow. She came from the Giriraj side. She all of a sudden was on the hill. I don't remember how she came there. My friend said that he saw a cow from whose udder milk went right onto Giriraj. This cow was giving an abhishek to Giriraj. So my cow, our cow, just came out of the forest around Giriraj. Then I just prayed to the cow, Shri cow, I know you are not a normal cow. It seems to me that you have come from the herd of Krishna. You've just manifested yourself. And at that moment, the cow looks at me and goes, yes. It was very transcendental. We saw other transcendent things. Special deities I had not seen before. And finally, we arrived at Radhakund. I always take the water of Radhakund before I take the parikrama. We ended exactly at the place where we took the water. Then we went to take prasad later to see this devotee, and I could see Radharani fulfills my day so that I'm active in. But I also could see now I'm alone for myself. Except in the evening. In the evening I always like to sing for Krishna. Something Krishna conscious for his pleasure and to encourage devotees. But outside of this, I don't really have any other service than chanting and reading. And I could see very much that this is not sufficient for a lifetime. You need to do something for the welfare of others. That's very important. I could really see that. So today I was really meditating about this, doing something for the welfare of others, this concept. And I think we found it. We will do this Kirtan retreat and Vedic, everything under the Vedic way. There are many, many devotees who are very interested in this. I think it will be a wonderful success if we get everything together and if each one of us matures and becomes a nice devotee in Krishna consciousness. Service is really our chance to express our love and increase our love. It's really our chance. We should do our service with the sense of relationship that I'm doing this in the service of my spiritual master, but I'm doing it for Krishna's pleasure. We somehow have to start to build a relationship, Syamasaka. This is so important. I talked with Yamasaki about this. It's so absolutely important. It will not be possible to progress any further without a service. Sia Masaki, because you are so philosophical, I want to ask you for a little service. Could you please go to Gaurahari and you know, get the, and maybe you can ask him if there's any, just anything in the, oh God, you're here. He's just talking about you because I'm so hungry.
Yeah, it's almost done.
Can I switch this
up? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if